A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, man.
Yo! Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know what this is.
That's right, baby.
We're back.
The big VL, victory light, baby. Somebody came out of the human doing a flap. Rainy Ovalle in the building, goddamn it. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Lizbel Ortiz.
That's what
yes.
They
yes. You know what I'm saying? We're in the building. Mintran, the freaky man, is in the building. Yeah.
That's
right. I don't
know
why I'm talking like this, but I'm going to keep you going. You know what I'm saying? Victor was here, but he dipped. And is also here. Queens get the money. Long time, no cash. And of course, the audio god.
Hassan insane.
Yo, now you're probably asking, like, yo, Meryl, why you gotta start that shit so sexy like that?
I told you, bro, the other drop is, oh shit, it's Hassan, run!
Yeah!
Everybody fucking run! We love them, my god! We love them, my god! Swiss club! And I did pussy water!
Fire to that!
Yeah. I can't wait for Hassan's fire in the booth, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yo, it's not just bad comedy being like, yo, it's fire in the booth. DJ Hassan is saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got this Sade blend that K Flock is going to rap over.
That's the thing. Hassan don't talk. That's the thing. He's just going to pull up and have the vibes.
You know what I'm saying? It's emanating vibes, bro. Yeah. That shit is crazy. I got to learn that power. He's like Professor X, you know what I'm saying? With a high top fade.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? And his legs work.
Yeah, he's like an older Gerald from Hey Arnold. With the hot top.
Yeah, he's like, I like that.
Hassan is like Senior Gerald. That's
Senior Gerald, yo, getting all the hoes.
Getting all, you know what I'm saying?
I don't wanna put any strain on your relationship. Hassan.
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? There's no hoes.
No one
all.
Knows anything about
he's,
Hassan.
Yeah, nah. He's just music. He's like Rick Rubin. He be DJing barefoot.
Yeah, we don't want his shorty to watch this and be like, you what?
That's 10 bodies.
Yes! Yes! We haven't had one of those.
We got it, baby.
Yeah, yeah. That should power us up.
Yeah. Speaking of 10 bodies, it's 10 body season.
Yes.
In New York City.
Yes, sir. It is summertime. Like,
summertime. Mm-hmm. And the living is easy. No, it's not.
Let me
it's
ask you something.
Not at all.
Is it the best time in the world, the summer, or is it the fucking worst? Because people wait every fucking year for the summer, bro. And then they get here and be hot as shit.
And they complain. That, right?
So, that'd be me. Because when it's cold, I'm like, yo, little river.
Yeah.
Little beach, little sun, little tan.
Little vitamin D.
Then again, I'm like, fuck!
Yeah. Exactly, bro.
Yo, that might be an age thing. Because I feel like things are different. But I'm fucking 41 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's... Everybody's going to be like, duh, nigga. When you was outside, like, there was no Twitter. There was no, like, you got head in the staircase. Nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if you got dome in the staircase, the shit is going...
Yeah, right.
But you're going to be like, yo, chill. Why are you recording me, yo?
Yeah. Nah, it's going to be like that one video of the guy. Yo, get that shit out of here, B.
Yo,
get that shit out of here, B. They caught the two guys.
Yes.
Like, take them down the steps or some shit.
Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, I think it might be an age thing, but I want to ask y'all, you know what I mean? Is it changing times? Is it like we get older? Like,
OB, we older shit, bro. Everything is fun when you're a kid because you're forced to do it. You don't have an option.
Yeah.
Like, as it, look, you tell your son, yo, get ready. We got to go to Titi's. Are they having a pool party? As an adult, you're like, yo, no funny shit. I'd rather stay fucking home and watch the Knicks game.
Yeah, it's also... It's also like depends on like your situation, cause like you
well,
could enjoy the summer because you got central air, a koi pond, a saltwater pool, a patio, a backyard, a grill, a family that loves you. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you live near A Boogie too? And you got the king of New York with you? Come on, bro.
Yo,
starting on that. Yeah, you're going to have to take an L soon. I'm going to fuck you up before we leave.
Yo, it was crazy because it was just like, it was so ironic. He got in the pool and he couldn't swim. He's like, I'm drowning.
Oh, no, stop it,
I'm
man.
I'm drowning. I had to jump in the
sea.
I'll take it. I'm the dad.
Yeah. But now it's true what Lizbel was saying. I think times
by the way,
changed.
It's a gazebo. It's not a patio.
Oh, my fault.
Now you got bigger words for shit. Fuck you.
Yeah, get this guy out of here, man. fucking somebody. Yo,
hey,
but I pay my taxes.
My favorite
there
shit.
We go.
I'm not ducking taxes like go. You cowards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But times have changed, man. Because like Liz Bell said, bro, like I wasn't doing the driving.
Right, you see, you got traffic.
You know what I'm saying.
You got to get the kids ready. You can't even get your pool shit ready because you got to get them ready.
Yeah. Any holiday, that's where I sympathize with Meryl the most, because any holiday, you're just doing everything,
bro. Right.
Even that, Father's Day, your own birthday, you on the grill somehow.
It's how? Like, what the fuck?
How did it become my job?
How?
But you know what it is? It's the father gene that kicks in because you see somebody grilling some shit wrong, and you're like, hold on.
My father never did. You're gonna fuck on my steak.
Yeah.
I got the ninja thing that you're rolling out.
I got it, the ninja, mira, the flat top.
That's it.
I got it, the ninja, the flat top, como hacerlo, como the Aki way. I got that one. Ese
mira,
mismo.
Sí, mira, ahí, con un sazón.
Un sazón ahí, el Aki way. ¿Tú me entiendes?
El Aki way.
El Aki way.
Yo, but fam, that is a fact. Summertime is miserable for parents, bro. And look at me, parents, you gonna sit up here and lie and say it's not? You know what I'm saying?
The kids is out of school. You gotta do way more shit.
Shit, bro. And you gotta keep these things entertained.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, if you're a good parent, this is for good parents. If you're a shitty parent, then disregard all of this. Just make sure the iPad is charged. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it, bro. Make sure you got enough money for Robux. Nigga. Yeah. Like, that's it. But like, I'd be having to go outside and like hoop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't look at me like that.
What? Yeah, I didn't even say nothing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I didn't even say nothing.
Today.
I mean, I don't got to tell you every episode you don't know how to fucking hoop. I don't have to say it. That's just something we know.
General knowledge.
She don't got to say it. Your Achilles will tell you.
Right. you limping into this, bitch. Yeah. You told me what your plans was.
I was all like, you okay? I was like, yo, I played basketball with 17-year-olds, man.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I came in, like, I was shell-shocked from, like, a fucking air raid.
Oh, my God.
And all I did was hoop, play 21 with a bunch of teenagers. Man, and that's the thing. Like, I am, my favorite summer setting is a body of water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, back in the days, it was, like, you know, you had the public pool and shit, you know?
There's certain
things you can and can't do. Like, don't bring your girl.
To the public pool?
Why not?
Because niggas are gonna slingshot your shorty in the pool.
What do you mean slingshot?
Like grab her and...
Yeah, like when one dude grabs her feet, they're like, yo, we just having fun, we playing around. And one dude will grab her feet, and then we're like, yo, we're gonna throw you in the air, you're gonna splash.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't let go of your feet, and you just go like that, wow! Face first into the water, bro.
Yo, ladies, shoot both of them. That's what if wait, somebody throws you in the water, you should die so they can go to jail.
That part.
Wait, hold on. What you mean both of them? Why am I in it?
The motherfucker who got your feet and the motherfucker who got your arms, bro.
Oh, yeah.
When you get out the water, latch your fucking teeth onto that shit, shake your head, and don't let go.
Like an alligator.
Don't let go until a piece of skin come off.
Straight up.
I hate a motherfucker who would toss a bitch into a pool. What are you doing, bro? You're scaring the bitches.
Yeah. Yo, that is the first instance of scaring the hoes, bro, is like just throwing a random shorty into a pool.
Yeah.
You don't know if you know how to swim in that?
Right.
I was like, yo, I keep it a buck. Like a lot of, like if you grew up in the hood, a lot of motherfuckers don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we don't have that.
Where are we gonna swim?
I didn't learn how to swim till I was like 26. And it was in DR. I was forced to because I'm in my grandfather's pool, fucking 3-year-old swimming laps around me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I just been to pumps, bro. I just been in the street. I ain't never been in a body of water.
That's
like
what I'm saying,
this.
Bro.
Just been trying to learn how to swim down the concourse.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Bro, I still can't swim.
Nah, we got to get you right.
It's too late for me.
Yeah. No, it's not too late.
So, listen, we're going to do this. I know y'all be like, yeah, all right, Meryl. We're going to teach you how to swim in the pool this summer. It's salt water.
Turn it into a segment.
Yes.
Bro,
there's more buoyancy.
I'm worried that you're admitting your mortal weaknesses on a podcast.
I am. I've read way too much H.P. Lovecraft to trust the deep.
I feel you.
Okay?
I get it.
I can't feel the bottom, I feel like Cthulhu is going to come. Exactly.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? When my feet can't feel anything, that's when I know Cthulhu under there, like,
I'm going to pull you down to the abyss. By your long ass nuts, we got you.
pull me into the color out of space by my testicles. I'm good, bro. I don't know.
You for it? Not you water averse?
I just, well, oye, espérate, porque yo me baño.
No. Swimming averse. My bad. Yeah.
No le diga a esta gente que yo ando con bajo.
Este tigre tiene un grajo tremendo, bro.
Yo,
grajo is armpit smell, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Spanish lesson of the day. And I'm just Rene got grajo. He does not. By the way, he smells like baby powder.
I smell like Issey Miyake. Listen, I don't know, man. I never learned how to swim because all the spaces we had were like very limited. It's like Lizbelle was saying, like I grew up in the city, bro. Where the fuck was I gonna swim at? The public pool? Fuck out of here, bro.
That's what happened at the Central Park. You see, this is men is well rounded. If y'all know, Central Park just opened up a pool, and that shit had a fight the first day, The first day they was fighting. And you know, I did some research, and the reason why, I looked it up. Why do people get mad when it's hot? Because I get angry when I'm hot.
Yeah.
And I read that because your body is trying to cool itself off, your mind can't try to regulate your emotions.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, bitch, we hot. Like, get the fuck away from me. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the love of your life, your child, like, son. I was with my godson the other day when it was 107 degrees outside.
He's like, fuck out of here, little nigga.
Godson I love to death, bro. This bitch-ass kid is on me. Just touching and asking shit, asking me if a fucking camera recorder got Roblox or Fortnite. Making me question my age and shit. Yeah. I'm like, yo, get your sticky little fucking fingers away from me.
Why are the hands always sticky?
Because they be touching mad shit, bro.
Why? And Styles P said this shit. It's summertime in New York. Stop giving niggas wet daps.
Yo.
Yeah.
God. Bro, hit me with this, bro. If you're hitting palms look like Kevin Garnett at the free throw line, do one of these. You know what I'm saying? Like, hit me with a dude. Yo, peace. Like, little fist bump, elbow. Don't come in for the full dap, bro. And I see the splash.
Leave it
like,
in excess.
See, this is why you got to open your mental mind, God. This is why you got to talk to him, God. This is why you got to do the knowledge.
Come on, God.
Because I think all the patrons of that pool were possessed by the spirits of Seneca Village. Oh. And if you don't know what Seneca Village is, do the knowledge.
Do the knowledge,
Fat Joe. He definitely know. For sure.
He definitely know. You know what I mean?
I was there. I grew up there. I robbed everybody at the village, and then the villagers helped me take away my spoils.
I'm not even going to hold you. I was just meeting with Lady Garthuzala the other day. We consulted the orb. This is the part of the story a lot of people don't know. I'm the whole reason the pool exists at all. Yo. It was me. We consulted the orb, and then we made a forbidden contract. This is a lot of the stuff people don't know. They think I'm lying.
They don't know. They wasn't there. Yo, listen.
Yo, you sound crazy, daddy.
If you want to be the first, you want to be, hey, God, Jim, you want to be the first nigga say you made a pool?
Listen, Jada, we was at the pool. I looked on the bottom. I saw the mayor of Seneca Village. He said, oh.
Yo, Joe. Hold on.
And it spoke to my soul.
Hold on. Hold on. You said you don't smoke. How the fuck you seeing Seneca Villages and shit like that? Like, hold on.
I was there.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
When Jada hit the yo, come
yo,
on,
yo, 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 come yo. On, yo, come on. We not doing this.
Oh my God. That's that whole show. Oh man.
Like, yo, come on,
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, but our public pool's back.
Hell no. Bro, I'll never go to a public pool again. Yeah, I know that when I was like 8 years old, I went to the first community public pool. It was in Brownsville.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah.
I was seven, bro. What the fuck I'ma do?
You ain't have a choice.
I'm in that bitch swimming with 1,000 other motherfuckers. Out of nowhere, I hear a whistle. Everybody out the pool.
Oh, no.
We all step out. We're like, yo, what the hell happening? We see Papoose.
Papoose?
He first of all,
the law library.
Yeah, Papoose was walking and they was recording him. So they was like, oh, he's shooting a music video. Same time he walking, they announced, yo, Who the fuck took a shit in the pool?
Oh my God. Bro.
Papoop? Papoop?
Yo, yeah. Papoop showed up with mass space in his fitting. Just no shirt, big ass swimming trunks.
Yeah.
Nigga just turned his fitting upside down and jumped in the pool.
Yeah.
Use it as a floaty? Like, yo.
Oh my God. He I'm was good. A, yo, he had enough. Yo, he. He laid down inside his fitted like it was a lazy river. He was just doing this. He was just spinning like bro. This inside his own fitted,
yo,
bro.
Yo, so don't start no shit with me, my girl. Fight.
Yeah.
She's the quote.
Yep, she's the quote.
That's so stupid.
But yo, you can't go to. But see, somebody taking a shit in the pool, bro. Listen.
That's why, and so the shit in the pool, the pissing in the
pool.
You
interrupting. Rainey, you should punch him in the face right now, bro.
You know what? You should punch him in the mouth right now. That's crazy.
And the thing is, when you went downstairs to fix the car, this you was talking shit, bro.
That's New York summertime shit.
Yeah.
She just want to see a fight.
She just want to see violence.
Who said that? I'm saying is he was talking shit. Why not just settle it out?
You know what's crazy? She want us to scrap because she just drank a whole bottle of E&J to the face.
Exactly.
Mind your business. It don't matter what I drink. I paid my $12 for my 73,000-ounce bottle. Mind your fucking business.
Yo.
Nah, but... Is that side drinking moonshine? Like, yo, y'all gotta fight.
He gonna turn me into a damn crack.
Bro.
Y'all gotta fucking fight.
Nah, you gotta hit that. Yo. Y'all gotta...
Yo.
Y'all gotta... I'm not... Listen, he was talking crazy, daddy. Yo. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yo.
But...
Yo, bust me down real quick.
Oh, my God.
Bust me down real quick. Let me get that room. You finished with that?
Yo, bye. It's not even a whole lot left, bye.
Oh, man. That's all good. I smoked the filter.
You want the A? You want the A spot?
Yeah, I think the A spot. Give me
like,
that. You know what I mean?
It's like two
A's. I'm from the Bronx, but I take it to Brownsville. You feel me?
Fucking crackheads, bro.
Yo, but listen, bro.
I'm so sorry. I got to tell the story. I went to the smoke shop. This is reminding me of something. I went to the smoke shop the other day to cop an eighth. I left the smoke shop. Somebody was like, yo, you just bought an eighth. Can I get a little nugget?
Oh, no! Come on.
Outside?
Yeah, outside. He was waiting outside. And I was like, yo.
Oh, that's crazy. I was like, yo,
who am I to deny you a little nugget?
Yeah, right?
I gave it to him. Fuck it. I hope he enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. Ready. I was just going to say, you can't. I don't do public pools for that same reason. Like, the closest pool to us, bro, was Mapes Pool. Mm. And if you are from the Bronx, you already know what time it is at Mapes Pool, bro.
Mapes is 70% Clorox, 30% water.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because so many motherfuckers pissing that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. And on top of that, bro, so I'm sure that somebody actually took a shit in the pool when you went. At Mapes, all you got to do is say... That somebody. It doesn't matter if it's true.
Yeah.
Nothing will get a community of people outside of
yo,
a pool.
Yo, shit in the pool.
Hey, yo, somebody took a shit. Yo, you seen the sequel to A Quiet Place? A Quiet Place Day One. It was that shit in the pool Day One.
Yo.
Yo, everybody cleared the water. Nothing was in there.
Bruh.
But you can't go to public pools for the same reason that you can't eat at everybody's house.
That's right? It.
You know?
You don't know what the fuck is going on
in
there,
what's going
bro.
On in that kitchen. I see a cat. I'm good.
Bro, you know how many motherfuckers I've spoken to after going to a public pool and been like, yo, I got to go home. I got to take a shower, B. And they're like, for what?
Bro.
I'm like, bro. The pool is not a bath.
Yeah.
Tell that to you know who.
Uh-huh.
Tell that to the colored people.
Listen, y'all, cool being population. If you go in the pool and I see you scrubbing your nuts underwater and your ass, I'm snuffing you.
Yeah.
I don't care how much chlorine is in that fucking water. That's why you can't go to public pool and open your eyes no more.
Yeah, no.
You used
to
be able to open your eyes and look at cheeks.
There,
like, oh shit, yo.
Nah, now you open your eyes, you become Cyclops
from the
X-Men.
Yo.
You come out the
pupils?
Water, you start blasting lasers at everybody. How much shit is in there, yo?
Bruh.
Yeah, but you know not to go to community pool. Where else do you know never to fucking step foot in during summer?
Summertime?
Yeah, summertime.
Depending on the... So, if it's after sundown, I'm not going to the end of City Island.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to Johnny's.
Mm-hmm.
We did that already. We did the Seafood City, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Y'all can have that. I'm a washed-ass old man, bro. I'll run one of you niggas over. Remember when Shook Knight got in trouble because he got into a fight and he just hopped in his whip. He's like, fuck that, nigga. Boof. And just ran to it over.
Well, I think that guy died.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. So. Goddamn. Well, rest in peace.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Suge Knight, you shouldn't have done
Shit's
that.
Shit's not so funny now, huh?
I don't know that nigga, fuck him.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
God, you see, bro? It's the heat.
It's the heat. It make you evil. It gets you closer to Hades, bro. That's the problem.
The thoughts and opinions expressed on Victory Light are not shared by all hosts equally.
Nah, fuck that. Yes, whatever I say, they stand by. If you want to fuck me up, find them.
Yo, come shoot my uncle about it, pussy.
Uncle's like, yo, pero que pasó? Se te quiere me pegó un tiro, gordo.
Shit. No, so you were saying the End of City Island is a no-go.
No-go. Uh-huh. The End of City Island. Orchard Beach, I was going to say, it used to be Orchard Beach. Orchard Beach is lit now.
Yeah.
That shit is beautiful, bro. Like, it's like, I'm like, wow. Like,
that's how they get you. That's how they get you there.
I was like, yo, I can get in the water.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, I used to go just because shout out to my cousin Patricia. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin Patty. She used to take me there with her friend Sandra. And when I was like in junior high and shit, because, like, you know, summertime, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Niggas off for school. She used to take me to Churchill Beach with Sandra. And that's when I became a man.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh, y'all wearing two pieces? Oh, Sandra got her cheeks out, bro? Sandra had the thong on, bro. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Damn, I'm not getting a... Georgia Beach kind of fire.
Kind of fire.
I know why they call it Georgia Beach.
Oh, shit, bro. Because I think this is out with the cheeks out.
You was in that sand like, Mommy.
For those of y'all that are not familiar with Orchard Beach, aka Georgia Beach, you know what I'm saying? The best beach in the world. It used to look like you might grow an extra testicle if you went in that water.
Yeah.
Now... You know what I'm saying? Men has put us on to the fact that it has the what quality? A grade.
A grade A for water quality.
Okay. A shout out to Amanda Bossard. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that girl Amanda Bossard. You know what I'm saying? New from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But yeah, not. Oh, wow. Yo, A?
I feel like they're lying. They definitely lying.
It's like the Dominican restaurant when they turn the C sideways and they put a line in it to make it into an A.
Yeah.
They put a lowercase A.
Yeah.
No, tenemos un A.
Yeah, no, eso es, no, es una A, pero tú sabes, estilo minúsculo, es que esto es un flow diferente.
Yeah, you know, we do different thing because we Latino.
Yeah.
That's why the A look like that C, but
yeah,
it's not a C.
Yeah, fucking right. Go kill those rats.
So, no End of City Island after sundown. During the day, you could go.
Yeah.
And this, at night?
Yeah.
It's not.
That's what I was going to say. Like, to me, I'll go anywhere. But I'll never stay for the let out. I'll never stay
that
for
part,
the let out.
That part.
The second you see the party, whatever's about to end, 15, 20 minutes from now, get your ass the fuck from there and never chill outside.
Yes.
Never chill outside. Porque ahí es que pasa la desgracia.
100%.
Yeah. That's where the bad shit happens.
Yes.
Especially, another thing. If you ever in your crib, bro, and you already got your fucking pajamas on, do not leave the crib. It don't matter who fucking calls you, unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Don't leave the crib like an asshole.
There's nothing good out there.
Yeah, I'll never stay for a let out. Because people be drunk and wilding. The coke is... air hits you.
They start
the fuck out.
Yeah. Hey, City Island, them niggas lost my sister's car. The valet.
Yeah, like, wow.
Yo, niggas went to a restaurant and we parked and shit. Was like, my pops like was in town and shit. He was like, yo, we gonna take him out. Father's Day is beautiful. He loves, he loves seafood. He wanted, yo, let's go get Papi a lobster. Yo, it's great. We go my sister's car and they like, yo, we doing valet. She's like, for what? Nigga, like, I could just park right here. Like, I could park myself. She's like, No, you gotta do valet. So does valet, we do, talking about getting the let out, my pops is like, vamos de aquí ya, and like, you know what I'm saying, before this shit gets crazy. So we go out, and the valet's like, yo, so you had the Acura?
Real fast? Nah, bro.
Yo, let me see your ticket. But then he started looking at the ticket.
Yeah. You know when they pull it away and they squint?
He's trying to remember.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Bro left like 20 minutes, came back, and he's just like, yo, so it was a black? I'm like, yo, my nigga. I was like, yo, this dude lost your car, bro.
Nah.
We walk around City Island for 20 minutes like this.
Damn.
Just trying to find his fucking whip.
That's
so, End of City Island, and like Liz is saying very wisely, this is New York darts knowledge right here.
Yeah.
If it's dark outside, stay in the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man. You know what I mean? Unless you live in a building and you with 20 of your guys in front of the building,
yeah,
that's permissible.
Listen.
Don't hang out in somebody else's building.
For me, it don't matter what time of day it is. A no-go in the summer is any twin donut.
Yo, can y'all tell me? I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what a twin donut is.
So, okay. Right. Okay, hold on. Here's for Lizbelle and anybody else that's tapped in, like, what the fuck is twin donut? Because we've talked about it before. Twin donut. Okay, you know how everybody talks about Waffle House?
Yes. Yeah.
Twin donut is like the forbidden Tekken stage of regional fast food. It's like Sonic. It's like the Sonic.exe.
Bro. It was like
it's the creepy pasta that we know about, but we don't talk about.
Yo, facts.
Like,
you ever see like when they show like evolution?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, yo, amoeba, and then it turns into like a fish, then a lizard, then a dinosaur, then a bird, then a monkey, then a man.
Yeah.
Twin donut is the amoeba that turned into Waffle House. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
but it's
okay.
Very New York. It's New York based.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like, only New York.
Like borough specific.
Yes. Not,
like,
that shit is not in Plattsburgh.
Yeah, no. That shit is like, honestly, probably only in the Bronx.
Like, there's actually one in Inwood I used to go to.
Oh, shit.
I could be wrong about this.
218.
But the one on 218. I could be wrong about it. The first time I went there, they had donuts, but they were also selling sancocho.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But don't be fooled. Do not be fooled, young traveler. Do never set foot in a twin donut. An evil wizard might be there.
Yo.
And he might steal your wares. And also smoke crack outside of it.
Yo, I was about to say, the evil wizard's going to come up to you like, yo, bomb.
Bomb, come on. Why you?
Yo, I'll touch your wand, you know, if you give me $5.
Yeah, it's like, yo, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. I just wanted the two eggs and toast.
No, literally.
I got two eggs and toast for you, pussy.
No, literally, Twin Donut is no man's land. Don't ever go there at all, really.
Yeah.
But in the summer, especially.
Because
the AC don't never work.
And the fiends be in there like it do work.
Yeah, the fiends be in there like it does. So it just smell like mad pennies and dirty diapers. Like, outside the bus stop. Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Twin Donut is... Okay, you know when Thanos snapped? at the end of Infinity War.
Yeah.
So you ever wonder where they went?
They went to Twin Donut.
Gotta visit this shit.
Spider-Man. Peter Parker was like, Mr. Stark, please don't let me go. Please don't let me go, because he didn't want to end up at Twin Donut, bro. That's what happened. So yeah, that's my answer.
Stay with
Twin Donut,
donut,
bro.
Yeah.
But Mero, you was talking about the block. He was talking about the block.
The block.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, bro, as Bronxites, you know what I'm saying, and Brooklynite, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say you from Queens because, you know, you get upset.
I wouldn't say you was from Jersey.
Oh! Yo, wait, Lizbelle, who said that?
Me, bitch. Sorry, my motherfucking nose.
Bro, you gotta hit me with the sniper like, bah!
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen. Who got the fish, though?
Bro.
Yo. Un sancocho de pecado.
Yo.
Una vaina de rico.
Yo. I'm gonna come to the crib, yo. And Lizbelle is gonna have a fucking thing of totones with limes and mad fish. I'm gonna be like, yo, that shit look mad good. She's like, yeah.
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 Have some.
Look familiar?
Yeah. Yep. That's your boy. What'd you call him? Derek Jeter? You named him? Yeah. That's your boy, Derek Jeter.
You gonna pull up to you gonna show
your favorite fish?
You gonna come home one day and it's gonna be me in there with a hibachi chef.
The fucking ninja guy?
Yeah,
the Spanish
dude?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, el fucking ninja.
Yeah, el fucking ninja.
Man.
Yeah,
making sashimi?
A victory light. A victory light.
So you was talking about the block. You was talking about not leaving your house, right? Not leaving your house when you're in your jammies,
mm-hmm.
and not even to go to the block. But what makes the block so special, though?
The block, the people that are on the block make the block special. So if you're chilling and you with your peoples in front of the building, that's a vibe.
That's the best thing.
That was like the early 2000s. I'm dating myself, don't give a fuck. Early 2000s. That was the fucking vibe, yo. I don't know what they did to weed either, because back then, like, it was like 30 of us on like 3 blunts,
yeah.
and we was all smack like all night.
Probably because you was like 16 and you're not supposed to be smoking weed.
Probably
your tolerance.
Probably
was,
that's.
I feel like that too, because I'm like, yo, why was the weed so good, bitch? Duh.
I just started smoking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time, you on your 400th blunt at 30 years old.
Why don't this hit the same?
Obviously.
Nah, bruh. I was on the block during Dembo's primordial phase.
Oh, bro.
I was on the block when Dembo was the amoeba.
Oof,
like, I was on the boat when it was only like three artists.
Colombia.
El Alfa, Chimbala, and Pablo Pidi. That was it. That was it. We was on the block like, Pidi, Pidi, me hacen gala gala. Pidi, me hacen gala gala. Me tienen dema. Porque me estoy buscando yo. Me tienen dema. Porque estoy sonando y ellos no.
Yo, bro. I'm like, every time I hear this song, I'm like, who fucking mixed and mastered this?
Yo, it's like,
this shit sounds like they recorded it underwater. That shit be making me mad. Yo, I'm like, this shit is a bop.
Oh man,
that's how you know they working from the trenches, bro. They recording and editing that shit on their phone.
Listen, bro, there's a reason that the phrase "this shit whack, I miss the block" exists.
Facts.
Okay.
Yes.
And the block is a very seminal sort of like New York specific experience. I feel like nobody does the block like the boroughs do, you know?
That's it.
Like, cause I'm sure, like, you know, Philly, Chicago, all them, they got their version of the block, but I don't know, man. It's something about the E&J outside,
bro.
Everybody taking turns sitting in the same two beach chairs.
Come on, come on.
You know what I mean?
Like, yo, if you ever been around Nagel or Thayer,
yep,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, in the summertime, there's definitely a dude with very long cornrows,
yeah,
sitting there smoking hookah in a lawn chair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pass by Decatur. All you gonna hear is...
And don't be alarmed, because you're going to hear that. You're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I might angle. But, bro, you get to that block, it's going to be the friendliest people.
Yeah.
You're going to walk that block. They're going to give you a drink.
Yep.
They're going to give you a hot dog. They're going to give you a burger to take home to your bitch-ass kids.
Yeah.
They're going to spank you in Domino's at least once.
At least once, yeah.
Like, that, to me, that was my favorite part about growing up in New York, bro, because you step outside and the whole hood is like,
yes,
one big family.
Yes.
We used to have sidewalk barbecues. We used to close the fucking block down, block,
yep,
parties. Like, it was just so cool. And I be trying to explain that to people who not from here.
Yeah.
Like, I know to you it sound crazy that we sit on a stoop and we could chill and we could drink and we, like, we'll be there for a long time and that'll be our little teteo.
Yeah.
That's our time to have a good time.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, we all on the block, we all good, we safe, we chilling, and everybody bringing something. Rainey might not have no bub, but he gonna bring a roll up.
Yeah.
Right. Mero might not have he might not have the drinks, but he got some burger patties in the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I might not have anything else, but I have a grill that I could fire up.
Yeah.
Everybody from the block brought something. And that's, yo, fucking, I love New York, bro.
Yeah, man. And now it's a little bit different because, like, now it's like technology. You know what I'm saying? Because now niggas got Bluetooth speakers and,
yeah,
shit. So they outside with Bluetooth speakers. Motherfuckers is bringing out them Walmart inflatable pools that's like,
yeah,
120 gallons.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw somebody filling up a pool that's your fucking size on the block, bro,
yeah,
with the pump.
Nah,
and people was talking shit about it. I'm sorry. People was talking shit about it. And I'm like, yo, I wish I was there. What are y'all talking about?
Bro, they was doing, I remember the, you remember the video that went out? It was like, they was doing a whole lechon.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah!
On the cinder blocks.
On the cinder blocks.
Yep, they had the, yep, pig.
They had the big ass pig, bro, doing the lechon, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, the whole 5% nation all at once shook their head like this.
No.
Crazy.
Oh, you eating that swine, brother?
You eating that swine, brother? They could smell it, too. That's what it was. They could smell it. They could smell it all the way in the, yeah, in the nation.
Dog, I was dying because I seen this shit on the news recently. It just came to me, bro. Speaking of like the Dembow and shit like that,
mm-hmm,
there's a neighborhood in the Bronx where motherfuckers are complaining because there was like, there's a park called Ferry Point Park.
Yeah.
That's like by the water.
Mm-hmm.
And like mad Dominicans would just do like meetups there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just have the big sound systems out.
Yeah.
And just go crazy, bro. Like, yo, if you can find this shit, bro, like, it is the funniest shit. You put like Throg's Neck noise complaint.
Throg's Neck.
Yeah, yeah, Bronx.
Yeah.
This is separate from when people are complaining about everyone being on jet skis in the river. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a different thing.
Yeah, this is different, but hey, check this out. One thing I will never fault transplants for. Is noise complaints, bro? Because some of y'all be bugging out.
Some of y'all
be wilding, bro.
Y'all be doing too much.
Y'all do not need to look. Everybody in the neighborhood get together and decide whose speaker is going to be on.
Right.
Okay.
But that's the thing.
It's four of y'all on the same block.
Yes.
Blasting four different things. All at the same goddamn time, bro.
And that's the shit.
Like,
that's the because back in my day,
uh-huh,
the meetups was just like, yo, bring your car.
Yeah.
Now it's like, yo, who got the illest sound system?
Yeah.
So they come out with these shits. Y'all know, you Dominican, bro. You seen this.
Of course.
Yeah, come on,
nigga, the
straight
Kitty Paul, nigga, like the big ass fucking, you know what I'm saying? So like they all pull up. And like, yo, who got the most loudest shit? And they all start going at the same time. It's like, bro, This is crazy. But all these like Italian dudes commenting on this shit, bro, is the funniest shit ever, dog. Yeah. Like, we got like,
yo. Nah, this is like, they're like, look at this, look at this. Look, they come from these countries and they come with their garbage.
The guys, listen, I look, my wife is Dominican.
Oh,
all right.
Fuck. Oh, no.
She has a salon on East Tremont Avenue. It's a great place. They go over there, they drink the Mama Juanas.
Yeah, they drink the Mama Juanas and the E&Js.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But this is too much. The guys come, they play the music, the bow. I don't know. Who's bow?
Listen, just keep it in your neighborhood. All right? That's
like, it's his son.
Yeah.
Jose Anthony, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yo.
Nah, but the block do be lit, bro.
Yo,
the block do be lit. Y'all just gotta decide whose music is gonna be on, man.
Please.
I should not be able to hear four separate parties. Audio from the third floor.
I'm like, yo, that's an ill Chef G Dembo mix. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not, bro. Yeah. It's somebody over here playing Chef G. Yeah. It's somebody over here playing J1.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's the most jarring shit ever, because it's like,
you ain't no killer, you ain't got no body sticker. You ain't no killer.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what, like, yo, I feel like, I've never experienced schizophrenia, but I imagine that that's what it's like.
Yeah.
Like, yo, just J1 and Chef G fighting in your head.
Yeah. Like, that's all it is. Yeah. Like, no, it's the script for No Country for OAs. That's what it is. It's just K Flock with a cattle prod.
Yo. You're good.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh my God. So, but the block is lit because, well, actually, the block is about to not be lit because your number one fucking op in the world, our number one op in the world, Eric Adams, bitch ass, you know what I'm saying? Great time to mention, vote for Zora Mamdani, because if you want to get Eric Adams, bitch ass, out of here, that's the best way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Adams is not only hating on Zoran, he's outside more than fucking Jim Jones, and he had the audacity to be like, yo, you know what? Fuck y'all little barbecues. That shit, you know what? That shit, I was listening to Victory Light podcast and I heard Liz Bell. She's a very beautiful woman, by the way. I love her beautiful curls. You know what I'm saying? It's a very, she's a very
attractive. I'm going to literally kill you, bro. This shit is so triggering to me. I hate Eric Adams, bro. I hate him so much. Yeah, and honestly, I'm still mad about the shit he pulled 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker trying to ban sidewalk barbecues. Where are we going to have them? Like,
yeah.
you need to plan months in ahead to get a permit for the park. You know, we live in a city with buildings and all this shit. We can't have a backyard. We New Yorkers make do with what the fuck we have.
Yeah. That's it.
Like, don't piss me off.
Go to Dollar Tree, get a hibachi grill, bro. Liz bring the burgers. Like you were saying, like, yo, Randy got the weed. You know what I'm saying? Rich is coming with the fucking bud. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And speaking of, you know what I mean? Like, speaking of the park, actually, like, which, by the way, most of them you can't grill at anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you can't even really. And, like, even if you're in there in a big group, like, the cops are still going to pull up and dick eat if it's too many brown people having fun.
Yep.
If it's too many black people having fun,
we
the cops
probable
just,
cause
yeah,
to...
just, yeah, they just stand the fuck around and it's and like do nothing. So like, where the fuck else are we gonna have this shit? But speaking of the park, man, it's always a go. I think.
Yeah.
To me, the park is always a go.
Oh, all
the
day.
The block get tricky, mm-hmm. right? The block get tricky. The pool, absolutely not. But the park is always a go. And fun fact, the Bronx is officially the greenest of the four boroughs.
That's right.
Wow.
So, yeah. So y'all got options. You know what I'm saying?
You got Pelham Bay Park.
You got Pelham Bay. You got Van Cortlandt. You got Crotona. You got Starlight now. Bro, you got mad options. Listen, you could go there and you could bring some chairs, a cooler. You could chill in the shade with a speaker, with some drinks. You might have a great time. You might get robbed. You might fall in love.
Hey.
You might embark on a secret quest bestowed upon you by a Dominican wizard after boofing some Van Cortlandt Tootsie.
It could happen. It could happen.
That's a New York summer for you, maybe.
The park is always a go.
That's a fact. Van Cortlandt is crazy, too, because there was like a weird cult that was doing like animal sacrifices back then. And that shit was on like public access.
I had one of those, it might have just been from up the hill
in Riverdale.
But hold on. But we haven't done one of those in mad long. It's fine. Like, it's okay. Like we've
it's
been.
Over.
We,
it's over.
We've been stopped
it's
doing
over.
It.
It's
we,
over. It's
we've
over.
Been
our,
stopped
our
doing
park
it.
Was Highland Park. That was like the middle of Queens and Brooklyn, Highland Park. And I remember there used to be like little tales that it was a witch that lived there, mm-hmm. and she would sacrifice chickens and throw the heads into the ponds. And we're like, yo, You fucking stupid ass conspiracy theories. Yo, one time I was walking through that bitch, I seen a chicken head.
Oh shit.
Oh,
shit.
This bitch head has spells, bro.
Oh damn. Damn. Yo, that's crazy. They said El Cuco is at Highland Park. Damn.
Yo,
you was like, yo, Cuco está en Highland Park, and then out of nowhere, Tony Rosario comes out, Cuquita. He's very sexy.
I love you,
baby.
I love you. And lo que están en YouTube, YouTube. I love you.
That is such an OG Dominican dad joke, bro.
Bro, Toño Rosario is so iconic that he inspired twins in the Matrix. Yes. You remember those random assassins?
With the white dress?
Random albino assassins that look like Toño Rosario, bro. Man, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean the white yin yang twins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro,
wait, I'm saying. This dick. And then you put them side by side with Toño, bro?
Bro, the Toño Rosario twins from The Matrix went crazy. You know they was in Van Cortlandt casting spells, bro.
Bumba.
But speaking of parks, did you guys hear that story about the 10-year-old autistic kid in Georgia who went like missing for a few hours, and they sent out K-9, they sent out cops, they sent out everything, and then these motherfuckers sent in the helicopter over his head and had like the night vision, and they found his ass doing the gritty at fucking 2:00 in the morning.
Sound like some shit Godric would do.
What? Yo, my kid ran away from home. I'm scared. Yo, I don't know what he's doing.
No, wait, you got it. Hold on, wait.
This is 10-4 back to base. I think we found the... Yeah, copy. What does he look like?
Right foot creep down like it was a heat.
Mom,
can I have V-Bucks?
Copy. Standing by for rescue.
You over here joking, bro. I feel like that would then happen to one of your kids. I feel like one of your kids would do that. One of your kids would then do that to you. Like, yo, you know what? Fuck dad.
He in the middle of the woods listening to Two Hollis going crazy by himself.
Dolo.
At 3 a.m. Dolly.
Yeah. A victory light. A victory light.
Well, I brought that up. I do want to ask y'all, what's the dumbest shit you ever snuck out for?
Ooh.
I never snuck out because I didn't want to upset my mommy.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Too bad. Tough. I was a good kid. So what?
Yo, I mean, listen, I feel like I told the story before, but like, you know, it wasn't a stupid reason. It was a very good reason. You know, as a young man, I was like, yo, you know what I would like to do is enjoy some fellatio. And I was on AIM very late one night, and everybody was down in acotao, you know what I'm saying? Like in bed, sleep. My dumb ass is on AIM, you know what I'm saying? Like just talking. And one of my sisters, her older sister, who was like a year older than me, was just like, yo, what you doing? And I was like, I'm like 16, bro. I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, the WYD ? Did not exist yet,
right,
in culture. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, what you doing? Like, bitch, with the same shit you doing, bitch. I'm on the internet at late at night doing nothing. Yo, you want to come over? I'm like, for what?
Is this the same shorty whose pops was ahead?
No, he would be like,
you could go in the room.
It's fine. You could go.
Give me like $10.
Yeah, give me $10. Y'all go and do whatever.
Yo,
y'all go play Tekken.
Yeah.
Yo, but you just
you was playing Tekken, all right.
Yeah.
Tekken them draws off.
Oh my god. Yo, she called my her mom used to call my beef Eddie Gordo.
Yo, stop it, bro.
So I'm a young man, you know what I'm saying? And Shorty's like, yo, what are you doing? Come over. And I'm like, for what? Like that. Like, plainly, like, what's up? Like, for what? And Shorty just said, so I can suck your dick.
Oh, straight up?
Straight up.
Wait, hold on. Hey. So you mean to tell me you went, for what? So I could suck your dick. And it's
just
crazy.
And then I just said, power off, nigga. Nigga, I never wrote up that. That is the. There was fire coming out the mongoose tires,
oh
boy.
Oh my god.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, boy, the head was weak as fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I snuck out. Oh, wait. The head was weak?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I was about.
You fucking bum. Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's why I ran out for no reason. I'm like, damn, yo, you can use your teeth. It's fine. Yo,
that's crazy.
I got a foreskin, bitch. Like a helmet.
Damn, you got. Damn, hold on. So you snuck out the crib for a vegan dome? That's crazy.
Vegan dome is crazy. That's right.
You snuck out the crib for
cauliflower wings.
Yeah.
Like, get the shit out of here, nigga.
Yeah. That's way better than mine. I snuck out the crib one time to go to the beach at night with all my friends. Mm.
The beach at night?
The beach at night. Yeah. It was a really bad idea, and my mom told me it was a really bad idea, and I still went, and we almost got jumped by 70 fucking Crips.
Yo!
No lie. We almost got jumped by 70 fucking Crips.
Were they Guyanese?
No.
Oh.
I wish I know how to handle them. I was like, bro, call your mom right now. Yeah. I know your pops is open. Yeah, he's working at the deli. He up. He gonna be tight as hell.
He'll be mad as fuck.
He gonna be mad as hell.
He'll call you mother skunt.
Oh my god. Yo, but speaking of the beach at night, that's another prime summer location, right?
Right.
Low key, it's like a you either can be there or not.
Or not at all.
At all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not recommending any of y'all just like take a stroll on a beach at Orchard Park, Orchard Beach at night.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Oconee or any of them spots, bro. Like, that shit is. Whew.
Yeah. So remember how I said we don't do the sacrifice at Van Cortlandt no more? We do them at Pelham Bay at night now. So just be careful. And if you're going to pull up, that's fine. Just leave your pets at
home. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you wear the correct robe.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. We do satin, matte, black. Anything else just will not be approved by the Legion.
Please leave the white one with the hood on top at home.
Exactly. Yes. Please leave that one at home.
For a different organization.
A different organization. We are not affiliated with them at all. You know what I mean? Like, so y'all think I'm bullshitting.
Ideal.
Yo, we sacrifice it. It's just Azalea Banks. Like,
I'm dead ass.
Sacrifice that chicken.
Yeah, that's right. I can't even say this phrase on my head out loud.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dark.
Nah, but speaking of the beach, bro, this is a conversation I was having the other day. Our generation do not take beach days seriously.
At all. At all.
I hate a bitch who want to go to the beach the next day and you waking up at 11. Go fuck yourself, bro.
Go fuck yourself.
You waking up at 11, you pulling up, you don't got a motherfucking blanket. You ain't even pack of ice water.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get nothing, bro. Motherfuckers would be like, yeah, I want to go to the beach.
See?
Wake up at 4, go and leave by 6.
Thank you.
You done missed the sun. What are we doing?
Everything. It's 98 degrees at 8 a.m. Why are we still in the crib? We should be on the D train right now, heading down to Coney, you know what I'm saying? And getting there at 10 a.m.,
yes.
Setting up the blankets and shit, with the cooler, with the speaker, with the Nemos, everything,
yes.
The bud, nigga, make sure you bring the fucking wraps, all that shit. Everybody. It's like the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you got the fucking weird sword, you got the laser shit, I got the fucking weed. Like, let's all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Form Zordon.
Form like Voltron in this motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Niggas just bring vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
stories.
Then be like, yo, I'm fucking thirsty,
yo,
bro.
Yo, it's mad hot, yo.
It's mad hot.
Yo, you got 5 cash? Let's hit Nathan's, yo.
Oh my god,
like, fuck
bro.
You,
nah,
dog.
Bro, I can't.
I'm not paying $7 for a lemonade, nigga, because you couldn't bring a Poland Spring bottle.
Yeah, bro, I'm not. We not doing. Listen, bring back beach spaghetti.
Yo,
yes.
The big ass Gardano, bro. The big ass pot of beach spaghetti, bro. Yep. Bring it back.
Yo, the beach spaghetti with no lid is just aluminum foil on it.
Yeah.
It's just aluminum foil on the top.
A little bit of sand in between.
Yo, bro, I'll never forget, bro.
This is croutons.
Bro, me and the family, bro, we linked up. It was like my mom's kids and then my stepop's kids and then his baby mom. So like we just all mobbing, right? Why the fuck she bring soup to the goddamn beach, bro. Big ass caldero of soup with no lid.
Yo,
so we driving 12 miles an hour. Somebody, and then my mom's in the front seat. Ten cuidado con esa maldita sopa, coño.
Yo.
Like, yo, watch that fucking soup. If you spill that soup, it's gonna be problems.
It's like, you should have thought
it's
of that.
No
mother-
lid.
It's no lid.
The fuck are we doing?
What are you
that's crazy.
Yo, Dominicans, the only people that bring hot ass food to the hot ass beach, bro.
You know, thanks.
And we couldn't afford a beach umbrella. We was just baking in the sun.
Never.
Like, bro, what? Sunblock.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck is
what?
That?
Like, what are we doing?
No,
like,
nosotros. Was... Oye, let me tell you something. Nosotros somos caribeños, oíste. We from the Caribbean. We don't need the sunblock for what?
Sunblock, papi. That's for the white people.
Papi, for what?
That's for white people. And when I go outside in the sun, it give me strength.
Papi, we got a sangre taíno, papi.
That's
we
right.
Just,
that's
we
right.
Just, no importa si tú estás un poquito amarillito. It don't matter.
No.
It don't matter.
You go in there And cuando tú te sientas in the beach, en la playa, papi, and, you go like this.
And then you feel in the song, y mira, te da así, mira.
Mira, pop. Te da. Una vaina así, sí, man, man, man. They're gonna pull you like that. Yo, that's like, yo. Bro, that's like my, if I made a, like a doll of my dad, that would be one of the 10 phrases. That's how I'm gonna pone it.
Yep. Yeah, with the I'm fist.
Like, with the, yeah, no, the that fist. Can mean everything. That can mean boner. That can mean yeah. like, yo.
That
like,
can mean literally anything. Yeah,
your immune system is back up. Like. Yeah.
That, yo, that fist is like, for our audio only listeners, we're just like making a fist and slightly pumping it like this, like a half inch forward.
Like a little diagonal fist pump.
That gesture is the Dominican dad version of type shit.
Type shit.
That shit could mean
nothing.
That shit could mean anything, bro.
Yes. Yeah. And like we were saying, Dominicans will bring hot ass food to the hot ass beach. They'll bring spaghetti, they'll bring soup, they'll bring bread to put the spaghetti in and make spaghetti sandwiches.
Yo.
Like, they'll bring everything except abdominal muscles. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
But Drake is bringing abdominal muscles to the beach. Listen, this has been an ongoing story. This got legs.
Yeah.
Drake is out here. He posted a selfie with the beach body. You know what I'm saying? According.
Mm-hmm.
This shit looked like it. Remember Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Like the Ninja Turtle action figures that you buy?
Yeah.
That's not Planet Fitness abs.
It looks like AI.
Yo.
Like, it looks like somebody put a photo of Drake in, like, in the Grok prompt and was like, now add abs.
Add abs.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what this shit look like? When my kids go to fucking Party City and I'm like,
oh, the t-shirt?
Yeah, and they want to get the fucking...
That's so fucked up,
they want to get the Venom costume, but I'm like, they go, I want the one with the muscles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it look like. Because how you got abs like that, but we got the same titties?
Yeah, I just don't...
I don't understand,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
They saying it's implants.
It's implants.
Which is crazy to me, because I'm like, if you just do, like whatever Funk Flex had in there, if you just take that
bombs?
Out. Oh, my God. Yo, stop it, bro.
Yeah, whatever Flex had in there, if you just take that out, doesn't that then expose your abs?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm wearing a shirt. If I take my shirt off, y'all going to see my nipples. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Why implants?
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, where you think he got him at?
Oh, this is Miami.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
1 million.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you go, yo, imagine being, bro, because I will say this. I'll put my, like, hat in a ring for DR as being, like, the best, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lipo, mm-hmm. BBL.
Nah.
This, that.
Yeah.
I got to give it to Columbia, bro.
That's. One A, one B, like right there. Imagine being, these are two Latino countries.
Uh-huh.
You know how Latino men are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine going to DR and being like, yo me quiero hacer un implante aquí de I want to put
a C-PA.
A C-PA right here.
I want the C-PA right here.
The doctor's going to be like,
yo, stop
nah, that's
it.
Crazy. Nah, that's crazy.
You can't say that. That's crazy, bro.
Nah, you can't.
You can't. Yo, chill, bro. Chill. Chill, bro.
You haven't checked that on the list.
What's wrong with him, bro?
Hold on. Speaking of things that are going to have to get edited out.
Yo.
Hey, you know where I think Drake got his abs from?
Oh, nah. No.
Walk with me.
Where?
He got them shits in it, bro.
No.
And I'm going to tell you why. He got his abs.
He got an A-pack?
No, hold on. He got his, yes. Yes, that. He got an A-pack, but also he got his abs from a nation that shouldn't exist. An abomination, bro. Come on.
Whoa,
come on.
Whoa.
That's right. Give it to me. That's right. That's right. Give it to me.
We forgot to fly in the hat, y'all.
Give it to me. Yup. That's right. That's right. Why are you booing me? I'm right.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yup.
Bro, I think Miami, bro, because that's where all the goofies are going to do like male shit. Like male enhancements,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I want abs. I want my butt to be smaller. I don't know what niggas want. Like, yeah. I don't even know.
So what would talk about girth enhancement many months ago?
Oh,
yeah. Because Elon apparently got a botched dick implant.
And that's crazy.
And that's why he's bitter, because his shit look like a Tetris piece.
Yeah,
I'd be stuck between a rock and a hard place, because it's like, I don't want to shame motherfuckers for getting surgery done, because I really do think it's like insecurities.
Yeah,
you know?
Do your thing. Yeah.
And if it make you happier, then go crazy.
I mean, bro, bro, I've gotten three elective surgeries.
She
like,
wanted Frederick so bad, bro.
Yeah,
she's like, no. She's like, you know what? Everybody's cool.
Nah, yeah. I feel like there's way Drake has done way worse shit than butched six pack. Trust me.
Yeah,
I cut his ass over everything else. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, so man. What are y'all getting?
I'll get a lobotomy or motherfucker, if they gotta open you up and do some shit, that's plastic. Fuck y'all. What I would do, just for comedic relief, I would get a BBL, but I would keep my arms and my legs so I could look like you ever seen the King Kong BBL?
Oh my god.
The fat arms, the fat legs, and just a snatched ass waist.
Yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm gonna really fuck him up with that one.
Oh my god, yo. Holy fuck. She gonna look like the thumb people from Spy Kids? She gonna look like how?
Exactly.
Yo, that's
exactly
crazy.
What I'm talking about.
Oh my god!
No,
yo, y'all not gonna be able to fuck with me, bro.
No, they're not. She's gonna come, instead of being like, yo, fuck
I'll
you.
I'll punch your head off, bro. I'm gonna be stronger.
Nah, thick. Yo, look at this one. Nah,
yo,
thick Donkey Kong is crazy.
Yo, bro. Listen,
that's too good.
Holy fuck!
But low key. Got four hands.
I'm saying, bro.
Got four hands.
Nah, you know what I'm getting?
You know what I'm saying?
Because they got thumbs on the feet.
You feel me?
Yo.
You only have one dick, bro. What do you need four hands for? Relax.
I
got nipples.
For the quadruple jerk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. All right, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time, gotcha.
The quadruple jerk is great. Just feel like
this. Yeah. Yup, you gotta hit that. Yo, thick ass King Kong as a hibachi chef will go crazy. Just giving four different dudes the sake bukkake. Just
Yeah.
Yo,
oh
I
my
think.
God.
Nah, man, I've already gotten three elective surgeries. I closed my ears because I had them gauged before. I had like the big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got that closed up. I got my teeth. Cause the two teeth on the front on my bottom row, like they just never came in, but like I had the baby tooth for mad long, and I just never grew adult teeth. So I got implants there. But I like to make shit up. Like when I didn't have the tooth there, I would tell people that I got shot in the mouth after because of a drug deal gone bad.
Yo, what?
And like I would say that to exclusively white women only.
Yeah.
So they could be oh my god, really? And I'm like, no, you freak bitch, no, grew in, motherfucker. I can't believe that shit. And then we all know the vasectomy was the third one. But I'm shaving this hill off the top of my head. Ooh. I gotta get this. If I'm getting something for real, it's like a strange. I look like basically I look like Yellow Mace. That's
Yellow Mace is crazy.
You know what I mean? I got the primordial. I'm like one step behind human in the evolutionary chart. That's what I got going on.
The Neanderthal
right
skull.
Here. So I feel like if they just
the
peeled,
original man,
the original man.
Yo, word.
Yeah,
dog.
That's what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing? Matter of fact, I'm doing race science for a smoother head shape. I'm going to Yaqub's Institute of Racial Alterations in Egypt to get this shit smoother. Like this is crazy.
This is crazy, daddy.
Come on, it's a play.
You see, everybody else will look at them and be like, okay, that's completely normal. Yeah. That's what I mean by like people insecurities be theirs.
That's true.
You will look at a girl and be like, yo, you're the most gorgeous woman in the world. And she got the biggest fucking fear of
She's like, yo, I got a lazy eye.
Yeah. No, not a, I mean, we all see lazy eyes.
Yeah.
But like, she'll have the
like
most
freckles
beautiful,
or something.
Yeah. She'll be like, yo, I fucking hate them. I wear makeup. And you're like,
this is amazing.
Yeah. Like people are weird about their ears. They're like different things. So I try not to judge. Yeah.
Listen, for me personally, I'm very satisfied with the way I look. You know what I'm saying? As an unk, I feel like I'm a sexy unk. I might just make my balls bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just because.
I can see that.
Just because, bro. Just because. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just because, like, yo, I think balls is something that people don't pay attention to in terms of like plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
How would you do that?
Like what?
Because like you know, like for the breast implants, they do like, oh my god, little silicone golf balls.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Like a little cup, like a silicone cup, like that goes around my each nut. And makes it like more bigger. You know how you put them little plastic slides into your into like a bra,
yeah,
to make your titties look bigger. Same thing, but like internally.
So when you walk into the plastic surgeon's office, they're like, "All right, we got a Spalding ball, bowling ball, tennis ball. Which you want?
What kind of balls you need, bro?" Yeah, I'm like, "Yo, let me get the motherfucking NCAA, you know what I'm saying, regulation basketball."
Yeah, I just know that there's a guy that's like working on this for real, just to satisfy his sick freaky kink. There is an accredited physician surgeon somewhere that is working on this plastic surgery just to get his sick kicks.
To let nuts hang where no nuts have hung before.
That's exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do here on Victory Light. We let nuts hang where no nuts have ever hung before. Enjoy your summer in New York City, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be right back. Don't go nowhere. This is Victory Light, you motherfucking cowards. That's Lizbel Ortiz, La Matatana, hey. The super bitch in New York City. That's Renio Valle, the rap god, yap god. You know what I'm saying? The original man. You know what I'm saying? You know what
and
I mean?
That is the kid motherfucking Mero.
That's right. It's me. Woo. The human durag fly, baby. I keep it wavy. Of course, Min Tran, the super producer, the freaky man in the building. And we're dead.
We got in the building.
It's Queens in the building. You know what I'm saying? And of course, the god himself.
Hassan Insane. Fuck the fuck out of him. Get the fuck out of him.
A victory light. A victory light.